You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated on the phone line out of Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew. Tell me about the weather forecast for the Midwest, please.
Well, it looks like we're going to continue in the same realm that we've been in for, it seems like, the last couple of weeks, with frequent showers and thunderstorms coming into the southwestern Corn Belt, moving across eastward into the Ohio River Basin. The majority of the precipitation that's going to occur across that corridor is going to be moderate to locally heavy as we go forward in time. The stronger storms will come out of Kansas and work their way to southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and portions of Kentucky, and that will occur over the next 3.5 days. When we get done with that period, we'll have a high-pressure system that will be pushing southward from Canada and will give us the biggest chill we've seen in a little while. Nothing threatening. There shouldn't be any reason for us to be concerned about frost in the U.S. And our temperatures, though, in the afternoons will fall back into the 60s and 70s across the northern parts of the region from the Dakotas over to Michigan, and we'll likely see 70s to a few lower 80-degree readings in the south. And all that will take place as we finish out the work week and go into the weekend. The rain amounts that are going to occur as this front comes through will probably run from 1 to 2.5 inches from parts of Kansas into Kentucky and southern Indiana. Everybody else to the north will see progressively lighter amounts of rain with basically nothing of significance expected across the Great Lakes region. In fact, Michigan and parts of Wisconsin will probably see a net drying bias pattern for a while. But no need to get concerned about it because the temperatures are cool. And as long as that's the case, we're not going to evaporate our moisture very quickly.
And if you look at other places around the planet, I'm in particular concerned about the Chinese corn crop.
Well, you remember back a few years ago when we had the problem with our temperatures at night not getting below the 70s across the Midwest. The very same thing's happening in China this year across the southern portions of their corn country. In fact, it's probably been 5 or 6 weeks since they've seen temperatures much cooler than the middle 70s. In the most recent 2 weeks, we've been mostly in the 80s at night. I mean, it's been very, very warm at night. So the bottom line here is that we're probably stressing that crop to the point where we're losing some yield potential, even though the moisture situation over there has been relatively good. Now, the northern half to two-thirds of the corn crop and soybeans in general are seeing plenty of moisture. The crop in general is doing fairly well. There's some spring wheat and some sugar beets that are produced in the northern parts of China, though they are hurting from too much moisture. And really, the corn and soybean crop in the far northeast could really use some sunshine and some drier conditions. The same kind of thing is happening in parts of India in their soybean country. They were really wet in June and through the first two-thirds of July. Finally, they're getting a little bit of a break right now, and that's very important because they're starting to reproduce some of those crops. They need a little more sunshine in order to support the best yields.
The other corn crop on the planet, though it's not really very big, would be in Ukraine. How are they faring?
I think for the most part they did all right for a long period of time, but here in the last 10 days it's gotten very dry and warm in the western portions of Ukraine. This is part of a drier, biased area that's coming out of southeastern Europe, and quite a few areas really from all of that region are experiencing moisture stress of significance right now. We're losing yield potential. Some of the unirrigated crops most definitely are being seriously stressed. Temperatures have been in the 80s to around 90 degrees. There's not going to be much relief, though, until we get into this weekend and next week, and then we should see a little bit of a cool-off.
Hey, thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and that wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason.